never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Jennifer Palmieri. She served as the director of communications during the Obama administration and as Hillary Clinton's communications director in the 2016 presidential campaign. She wrote a memoir about that experience that's also a call to action for the future. It's called Dear Madam President, An Open Letter to the Women Who Run the World. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom.
So you want to talk about a couple of books. The first is one that got a lot of attention when it first came out. It's by Harper Lee. Mm-hmm. It's called Go Set a Watchman.
Yeah. I was really floored by this when I first learned of it, which I actually remember the moment I first heard about it in June of 2015. The New York Times wrote a story that Harper Lee had another book, which is fascinating. And I read it. And, you know, I will say To Kill a Mockingbird is a better written book. But what I find so compelling about this one is that she wrote Ghosts of the Watchmen first, and it's a book about a young woman who grew up in Alabama and left there to move to New York to get away from the racist town that she grew up in and had very ambivalent feelings towards her father, Atticus, because as much as she loved him, she understood that he had racist beliefs at his core. And the book is about her trying to reconcile this, and it blew my mind because, you know, I don't think there's any greater fictional character in American literature than Atticus Finch. And now we find out that it is not the story she wanted to tell. She wanted to tell her story, and she gave it to the publishers, and they said, no, tell us the story we want to hear about where the man is a hero.
And she did, didn't she?
And she did, with remarkable talent and skill. And if you just consider for a moment, take her, that this is one woman's experience, and multiply that out and imagine the impact of the fact that women's voices, people of color, haven't been given a platform, they haven't been heard, and how much it matters. Atticus Finch is such a big figure in our society. How much it matters who gets to decide what stories are heard. And that's all changing now, which is inspiring, but I encourage people to read that.
And real quickly, we want to talk about another one called The Courting of Marcus Dupré. This is by Willie Morris.
Willie Morris, who's a wonderful Mississippi writer, no longer with us, and he wrote this book, it's about Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the three civil rights workers were murdered, and he wrote this book 25 years after that, and I read it 25 years on. And it's a remarkable story about an African-American high school phenom that's loved by this large, you know, like, mixed race town, and also about the town itself coming to terms with these murders. And to read it 30 years later, the backdrop of everything we happening with the NFL and race, I encourage people to go back and look at that.
Jennifer Palmieri, she was the director of communications for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. She also served in the administrations of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Her new book is called Dear Madam President, An Open Letter to the Women Who Will Run the World. Good to see you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Jennifer is recommending Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman and The Courting of Marcus Dupré by Willie Morris. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.